So Shlishi of Parshas Vayera introduces the concept of Ani Akshah Slave Paro. The truth is we had a little bit back in Parshas Shmos as well when Moshe is first coming back from Midian and he's told Bo Daber al Paro Melech Mitzrayim Ani Akshah Slave Paro Velo Yitein Eschem Melech Mitzrayim Laloch Velo Biyad Chazakah. And it's alluded to, I admit, at the end of Parshas Shmos as well. But here we have the classical treatment. And of course, you get into the classical question about Bechira Chavshis and how exactly is this the act of Hashofet Kol Ha'aretz. So this preoccupied the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. He deals with it there. Rashi already alludes to it in his commentary. Rashi says it was Galov Yadu Lefanav that the Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that, you know, Paro wasn't going to do tshuva, and therefore, v'hir beisiyas oso saivias mof saivias Yisrael, let the Jewish people learn the lesson of, you know, what happens to those who violate, you know, the will of a Kadosh Baruch. Of course, one could question Rashi and say, well, okay, you know, but what kind of lesson is that if the person didn't have the opportunity? So the Ramban relates to it at a greater length, al pi chazal, and he notes, you know, what Rashi already noted, which is that, well, okay, but the first five makos, there wasn't any, you know, kovet lev, there wasn't any yet vaniyakshe slave paro, that's number one. And then number two, you know, over and above that, you know, once that starts, it's because this is the onesh haroi v'amagialo, that tshuva is a gift, and paro sinned so grievously that he lost the opportunity to do tshuva. And that's exactly what the Rambam says, not only about paro, but about Sichon and the Lamed Aleph Malchei Kanaan, and then the Jewish people during the times of Eliyahu really didn't deserve to do tshuva. And the Rambam expands that category in Perek Vav of Hilchos Tshuva, where he talks about, you know, Dvarim that are Ma'akev Esatshuva, Dvarim that are Noel, Darchei Tshuva, Vifnei Hosean. He has different categories there. So the Rambam is suggesting, look, you know, Paro doesn't have a carte blanche. It's not like, you know, Tshuva, you know, is a perpetual gift, you know, really is a chesed, gedola tshuva, as Chazal like to say. It's a chesed that Hashem gives us the opportunity to do so. And at some point, that opportunity is no longer an opportunity which is extended. At some point, the door to tshuva may be closed. That's the Ramban, and the Rambam, at least in theory, comfortable with that idea. Now, what I'd like to add on to this discussion, right up until now, I've just sort of summarized what the positions are. What I'd like to add on to this is that I think that there was a subtle message of Musar here to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe is told, Vani Akshe Slev Paro, Vir Beisiyas Oso Saivis Mof Saiver, it's right, remember, this is Moshe's second go-round. You know, Moshe, Vayitzeh Lecha, Vayar Besiv Losa, Vayar Ish Mitzrim, Akeish Vimei Echa, Vayifin Ko Vacho, Vayar Ken Ish, Vayachas Hamitzri Vayidmeyo Bacho, Vayitzeh Vayom HaShinei, Vinei Shnei Anashim Bivim Nisim, Vayom HaLarashah, Lama Sakeh Reyecha, and, you know, Vayivrach Moshe, Vibnei Faro, Vayishav Eretzitzan, Vayishav Al Abair, the many decades that Moshe Rabbeinu absented himself from the plight of Klal Yisrael, the young, idealistic Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayitzeh Lecha Vayar Besiv Losam, so, you know, he felt, as Chazal capture, V'chiyotzias B'nei Swami Mitzrayim, Achein Oda Davar, then he concluded, you know, these people don't really deserve to be saved. And Hashem dragged him back into the historical scene, you know, and then he wanted out again. And according to the Medrash cited by the Ramban, I think we talked about this last week, that Moshe, you know, for 6 months, he ran away after Paro said, Lo sasifun lo seis tevin la'em, lo bon ha'li d'minim, you know, killed Moshe Shom. So the fact that Moshe is now given yet another opportunity to help out his brothers, which is he's uniquely capable of doing, because he hasn't had the kotzer ruach and the avodah kasha that they've had, and he's, you know, been able to have initially a more privileged environment in the palace, and then, you know, all of these decades not to be suffering from the tzaras hashibud, which has the property of being so semenayim valev, etc. So I just think that we have a very important perspective here that Moshe is being given, is that tshuva is not, you know, a constitutional right. It's a gift. It's an opportunity. And that he should, if Paro is about to be denied that opportunity at some point, he deserves to be denied that opportunity. So Moshe being given an opportunity to, so to speak, rectify his own bricha, his own running away from the historical scene when, you know, things got unpleasant for him. So Moshe should seize this opportunity. Carpe diem. And indeed, this would be the last time that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, claimed, Hein ani aral svasayim, veichish mailai paro, which you find in this aliyah as well, once Moshe is told, Vani Akshe Slave Paro, I think he realizes that the opportunity that he has himself to be able to come back and to try to, you know, this time complete the mission that he started on as a young man, that is a gift that should never be taken for granted.